Can I get like a fist bump through the camera? Okay, very good.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we are joined by a very special guest. Can you tell our listeners your first name?
Sloan.
Sloan! Sloan, I am so happy to meet you. I'm so happy to have you here. Sloan, where are you from again? I heard you were from Kansas City, but not the Kansas City. Kansas City,
Kansas
right?
City, Missouri.
Ah, Kansas City, Missouri. Very important distinction. I've almost made that mistake before. Sloan, have we talked about what the story is going to be yet, you and I? Have we, like, figured out the beginning, middle, and end of this story?
Mm-mm.
No, no, we haven't. This is real. This is improv. So Sloan and I are looking at each other on Skype right now. We're both a little nervous. I'm a little nervous. Are you... Yeah, she's nodding a lot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be wacky and wild. So what does What If World need to get started on?
What if question?
I can't get anything by you. Yes, yes, indeed. Sloan, do you have a what if question for me today?
What if unicorns lived in a Halloween bush?
What if unicorns lived in a Halloween bush? This is so silly. I've never heard of a Halloween bush. Can you explain to me what a Halloween bush is? How you imagine it?
It's a bush with things with like ding Halloween on it, and then the only creature that lives in it is a unicorn. Because all the other creatures get scared away.
Only unicorns live in it because spooky stuff scares everything else away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So maybe spooky stuff, like, comes to visit, but it doesn't stay because it's just too spooky even for spooky stuff. I love that. That's lovely. So we're going to answer the question, what if unicorns lived in a Halloween bush? Once upon a time, there was a unicorn named Sloan. Sloan had heard from other unicorns that unicorns were only supposed to live in Halloween bushes. Now, Sloan was still living in a regular bush. It was called Regular Town, and it was right next door to this Halloween bush. What is a character from What If World that you might like to meet?
Giraffe Cat.
Sloan was a kind of a small unicorn. You'd have to be to live inside a bush. And she was nibbling away at some bush leaves. And suddenly, her friend JF Cat came up to visit. Sloan, what are you doing? You're eating your own house.
Unicorns eat their house before they move.
That makes a lot of sense. I used to live inside of a cardboard box, and before I moved, I tried to eat that box. Folks at home, never eat a cardboard box. I learned the lesson for you. So, Sloan the unicorn finished nibbling up her old home, and she moved next door. Listen, I'm taking a break from being president. Would you mind if I lived with you for a short while?
No, I don't mind.
Oh, very good. And JF Cat moved in with them as well. Once they moved next door, they realized there was something fishy about this bush. Said the bush? Or maybe it was something inside the bush, or right next to the bush? What was it? Sloan looked around. What did you see?
A skeleton ghost.
Ah, a skeleton ghost.
I'm a skeleton ghost. You're super scared right now. Spooky, scary stuff, Halloween! Did I scare you away from the bush?
No.
Oh, I'm really afraid. Sloane, what do I do? It's a skeleton ghost.
You should run if you're scared.
Okay. And zip, JF Cat ran all the way out of the bush. He kept going and going and going until he was over the horizon. She couldn't see him anymore.
I scared away your kitty cat. What can I do to make up for it?
Say, I'm sorry? Maybe?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
The skeleton ghost couldn't say it was sorry.
Maybe this is why I turned into a ghost. I never learned how to say I'm so sorry. But listen, if you and me work together, I bet we can find your missing cat.
Maybe.
I might need your help, but what do you think a good name for a skeleton ghost might be?
Skeletony?
Skeletony. Perfect. Thank you.
By the way, my name is Skeletony. They called me that when I was alive because I was skinny and pale. And also I talked like this.
Now, Sloane didn't know where to start looking for JF Cat. And I don't really know where kitty cats go when they're scared.
Sloane, where should we start looking?
In regular bushes?
Ah, regular bushes.
And Skeletony ran over to the first bush he could find. It happened to be the bush right next door.
This bush doesn't have any leaves to hide in. It looks like someone ate it. They must have eaten it and eaten JF Cat!
No, I just ate my house before I moved.
Well, let me see. I see Kitty Prince running off into the distance.
And Skeletony took after, half floating, half running, all the way over a hill. And when he got to the other side of this hill, I wonder what he saw.
A giant cat building.
Over this ridge, on the other side of the hill, they saw a giant cat house. House cat or cat house?
House cat.
Okay, a giant house that was in the shape of a cat. Very good.
I don't know much, but if I were a cat, I might have gone there.
Yeah, we should check in there. If JF's cat's in there, he probably is, because it's a building shaped like a cat.
Sloane walked up to the building and with her little unicorn horn, gave it a knock. The door opened.
Who dares disturb Gacula? Are you here to hear my stand-up set? It is outstanding.
No. Did a black and white cat walk in here?
Ah, I know this one. What did a black and white cat do when it crossed the road? Right?
It's not the joke. Did a cat walk in this building?
His name is JF Cat. I see. A little black and white cat. You know, I did happen to see such a creature. He climbed in through the window of my cat house. I mean, my house cat. I mean, it's sort of in the shape of a cat, but it is not actually a cat. I'm getting off track. You have my permission to search all throughout my spooky, scary house. But I will tell you this. Unicorns only live in Halloween bushes, correct?
Yes.
Yes, well, vampires only live in house cats because they are somewhat scarier than Halloween bushes. So be prepared.
Okay. I'm just gonna walk into this room over here and see if he's in here.
And so she did, looking from room to room. And you know, she wasn't really that impressed with the spookiness of this house. All these rooms were basically empty. There was just cat fur here and there, and some carpets, and a lot of scratching posts all around. Some empty bowls of cat food. But she hadn't seen a single cat. She heard a distant meow.
I heard a meow! I will find the cat now!
And the skeleton ghost ran toward the nearest wall. His ghost half went through the wall, but his skeleton half banged against it and fell into a pile.
A little help, please.
Okay, and she took him through the door.
Thank you.
On the other side of the door, they found his skeleton side and put it back together with his ghost side. And they also saw a little sleepy kitty. What did Sloane do?
Grabbed the cat and said, "Wake up!"
And this tabby cat did indeed wake up with a snarl. And it started growing bigger and bigger.
It's a werecat.
And then you hear from the next room,
"It's a catastrophe."
This giant cat started swinging its claws around wildly. And Skeletony jumped in the way.
"Don't worry, I'll protect you."
And then Sloane used her powers to make the cat smaller again and go back to sleep.
Sloane used her unicorn powers to turn the little tabby cat from a werecat to a normal cat.
That's a relief. I hate being a werecat. It happens every full moon day.
Okay.
Do you think you could get me out of here?
Yeah. If you would like to get on my back.
That's really nice. I sure will.
And the cat clawed its way up to her back. But don't, she's a horse, so it didn't really hurt that much.
You know, I saw one more cat recently. Were you looking for a black and white kitty?
Yeah.
Oh.
He started leading them from room to room. There were werecats in some rooms. There were werebats in other rooms. There were weretigers, and still, there was basically every kind of were creature. Even a were spoon clattered after her. Cacula, in the meantime, was gathering everyone together.
"Everyone, I am doing a very good comedy show in the next room. If you would all like to come."
When he opened the door to the room, it was like a stage. Like a big stage with a bunch of rows of seats. And there was JF Cat hiding underneath one of them.
"This is really scary. Why is there a were everything?"
Well, Cacula did say that it was scary.
"That's not the half of it, you see."
And then he started turning into
a werecat
with a unicorn horn. I guess he'd spent enough time around unicorns, some of the magic power had rubbed off on him. Aw, hello, meow. And he started spraying magic all over the stage. Every time magic hit someone, they'd turn into a different kind of were creature. What are some things they might have turned into?
Were-unicorns.
More were-unicorns.
And there were were-owls.
Flying around, knocking heads with each other. They could barely even see. And also, it's really hard to teach yourself to fly. And suddenly, Skeletony stepped up.
"Everyone, just calm down."
And the owls started flying into him. And the were-cat started running around him. And JF Cat ran over. "Oh, I can't control it. Someone please stop." What did Sloane do?
She used her magical powers on everybody and they turned back to normal.
Oh man, it's a really, really big risk to use that much magic, but Sloane was super brave. She shook her head left and right and her horn lit up with every color in the rainbow. If you could see more colors than the ones we have, you'd see them too, swirling all over the stage. Hitting every creature, turning it back to normal owls and normal spoons and normal unicorns and normal cats. And even that were vampire, believe me, I don't know what that is either, turned back into Cacula.
That was close. I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm terrified.
And as she turned JF Cat with one last big burst of magic, back into a cute little kitty. Can you make a cracking sound for me? A crack shone in her young unicorn horn.
"This is all my fault.
You lost your unicorn powers because of me.
And Skeletony was so sad, he walked over and put his hand on Sloane's haunches. What did Sloane say?
It's okay, Skeletony.
And then JF Cat walked up to her. If I weren't such a scaredy cat, your horn might be okay.
It's okay, JF Cat. If you are a scaredy cat, it's okay. It's okay to be scared.
That's the nicest thing I think anyone's ever said to me. Sometimes I'm just afraid to be afraid, even though I'm president.
Sometimes I'm afraid to say I'm...
I'm sorry.
And as he was touching the unicorn's back, suddenly a little bit of his ghost half whisks right off, right into her unicorn horn.
Because I know I mess up, but if I say I'm sorry, then everyone'll know I messed up.
And one of the bones of his skeleton bones flew off of him and right onto her unicorn horn. Weird. It started knitting back together. Did Sloane say anything else?
She was way too amazed of what was happening.
I promise I'll try to be less scary. Not everyone likes to be scared.
Then one more bit of ghost power and one more bit of bone flew over to Sloane's unicorn horn and... It blasted with light again throughout the room. Everyone had to shield their eyes from this colorful rainbow. Whoa! It wasn't just her normal horn anymore. It was about half a foot longer. And did it look different in any other way, Sloane?
It was blue and green and orange.
Whoa! And she was the only unicorn in the history of unicorns to have a blue and green and orange horn. Sure, her horn wasn't all unicorn, but did that really matter?
Nope.
She was so excited to show off her blue and green and orange unicorn horn that she galloped right out of that house.
I thought you were going to listen to my jokes.
Forget it.
It was time for Sloane to get home. She sped away with Skeletony riding her and JF Cat as well. Was she a little bit bigger than before?
She's a little bigger.
Yeah, it's like she'd grown up a little along the way. Boom, she got back to her Halloween bush and met her mom and dad. Wow, look at that horn.
Oh my god, I've never seen a horn like that in all my life. It's beautiful.
Is there anything that she wanted to do or play or...
You guys are invited to an awesome Halloween dance party.
That sounds amazing. It's just enough time to regrow these bones.
And so she started up her favorite music and JF Cat jumped in and Cacula ran over and all the were-creatures and the not-were-creatures and the unicorns and the not unicorns got together for one giant dance party.
The end!
Sloane, we did it! We told a story together! Did you have fun?
Uh-huh.
Me too! Oh man, you always had good ideas because you were just willing to say what was on your mind. Alright, can I get a high five? Through the computer? Sloane, is there anyone out there in podcast world that you want to say anything to?
Uh-huh. Hello, JF Cat.
Sorry, I was napping. That was an ordeal, that story. Thank you for helping save me from all that spooky stuff.
You're welcome, JF Cat.
Sloane, I can't tell you how thankful I am to have had you today. This is a real blast. I'd like to thank Sloane again for her help today, Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my co-creator, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who have ever had to apologize for something you did wrong. There's no shame in making a mistake, but you gotta own up to it, or else you'll probably keep making the same mistakes.
I, for one, make mistakes every week recording this show. You've probably noticed. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
What if world? This is what if world. Mm-hmm.
International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.